Mark is currently living in Bristol, Pennsylvania. You're a native of Bristol, Pennsylvania, but you're living in Rhode Island at the present time, and you'll be talking about postponed or canceled games. So, Mark, take it away.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Rich. And we've known each other for a long time. So, let's do this. So I'm going to talk about decision making, process canceling, and postponing games, not due to weather. We're going to be talking, and there's also not due to lockouts, not due to strikes. We're going to be talking about executive decision making process. One person makes a decision with league owner empowerment. We're going to be talking about a hybrid, where one person for one league makes a decision with league owner's empowerment, but there are multiple decision makers for the other league. All right. People can't hear, but I can't. And we're going to, is the mic on? Good. And we're going to talk about distributed. Really, it's a difficult decision making process. The first example of executive decision-making process is when beloved owner Charlie Evans dies in 1925. And National League President Heidler postpones National League games on the day of his funeral, day of Charlie's funeral. This is the first time, at least we see in the 20th century, where one person makes that decision. The second time is the Loma Prieta earthquake between the A's and the Giants, 1989. Fay Vinson hasn't even been commissioner for 2 months, and he's got to make a decision. And early on, remember this happens right before game three, most of us are old enough, we remember that. Right before game three, remember afterwards he's got to say, well, you know, we can't stay here forever. I don't know if you actually remember, he made that comment, and the people of the authorities in San Francisco and Oakland didn't like that line. And he said, all right, well, World Series will essentially wait its rightly turn. We're just a little cog here. We're just a little cog. And you remember what happens is they wait and wait and wait. They wait until they get really, really good information that, all right, everybody feels good about playing the World Series. It'll help out the communities of San Francisco and Oakland. And remember, when the World Series starts up 10 days later, we have 11 first responders throwing out the first pitch to the Giants all-time players. And the most recent one is the Al-Qaeda attacks, September 11th, 2001. Bud Selig, because he's a consensus owner, he doesn't make any decisions without the empowerment of a consensus commissioner, without the empowerment of the owners, he says, I'm not going to do what Pete Rozelle did in 1963. Pete Rozelle, for you people who don't know, he was a National Football League commissioner. And he, on Pierre Salinger's suggestion, and Pierre Salinger was a press secretary for JFK, said, play the games 2 days after the funeral. Pete Rozelle said that was the worst decision he ever made as the commissioner. Now he decides, well, we're going to wait it out. We're going to see. But remember, there are no planes flying. And so, you remember, the Yankees had to take a bus back from Chicago to New York. So Bud Selig says, well, first we'll wait 2 days, and they finally waited 6 days before they started up the season again. And those games that were postponed were added on to the end of the season. And that's how Derek Jeter gets the nickname Mr. November. Right, he hits a home run in the 12th or something. And now we have a hybrid situation. This is when President McKinley was shot at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, and he lingers for a few days. And I call it a hybrid one because the American League is run by Ben Johnson. He's got the empowerment of the owners. Like, he controls everything. But the National League is run by a commission of Arthur Sodden of the Boston Braves, John Brush of the New York Giants, and Frank Hart of the Chicago Cubs. So that's why I call it hybrid. They're making the decision for the National League. All games are canceled on September 19th, the day of the funeral. All games in both leagues are canceled. And the next instant is when President Pulliam of the National League commits suicide. He, on July 29th, players wear armbands for 30 days. National American League games postponed on August 2nd, day of the funeral. You can learn more about this. The Saber Bio Project, written by Bill Lamberty. I don't want to go into the reasons why he committed suicide. I can't say that. Although the article and some other articles state that he was under a lot of pressure. As you can see, even this photo from the Evening News says that they want to oust President Pulliam. But the reason why it's hybrid, the National League doesn't have a president. So some people in the National League have to make a decision, and Ben Johnson, of course, makes a decision for the American League as well. It's 1918, it's July of 1918. Secretary of War Baker, who is a pacifist, by the way, he says, you gotta work or fight. Baseball isn't that important to the American people. You have to work or fight. In fact, by this time, Rogers Hornsby has already gotten his draft notice that come back to Fort Worth. So baseball's in an interesting situation because Baker says, if you don't finish the season by Labor Day, I'm going to draft all these guys. I'm going to do it. So what happens is Ben Johnson says, well, Ben Johnson, we'll listen to you. We will end our season in August to make sure, we'll end the regular season in August to make sure that we're ready to play the World Series and make sure it's done by Labor Day. The National League, though, it's not the same. The National League is Barney Dreyfus, among others. He says, no, we're making money. Even though it's the war and people aren't showing up, we're still making money and we want to finish the season. So they go into this compromise, they go into this dance. And what happens is, my friend Ty Waterman informs me that Ben Johnson and the National League, they make a deal with Baker to keep the season going through Labor Day, through September 2nd, although Ben Johnson wanted to end it early. They make a deal with Baker saying, if baseball players would do military drills and baseball, do military drills before each game, and baseball will provide bases, bats, balls, and gloves to military bases in the United States, we'll let you have the World Series after Labor Day. I'm not going to go into that World Series, but many of us know that World Series, there were a lot of issues with that World Series. So what happened? So now the next difficult thing is D-Day, June 6, 1944. People know that D-Day's happening, going to happen. Do they know the date? No. But the question is asked of Commissioner Landis, when D-Day happens, are you going to cancel or postpone the games? Commissioner Landis says, well, you know, if businesses are open, if schools are open and the banks are open, we're going to play. We'll have a moment of silence for the boys who stormed the beaches, but we will play. But he also says, I'm going to defer this to the league presidents. Well, as we get closer and closer and closer, D-Day happens, it's June 6th. Remember, D-Day is happening like 7 hours ahead of us in Europe. And of course, newspapers coming out all the time talking about it. The league president said, we're going to leave it up to the owners of the teams. So the Phillies and the Dodgers, Reds and Pirates, they were postponed by noon on June 6th. The Dodger management and Pirate management waited until that late to make the decision. Why? Because profits were involved. That's what had happened. So we're already starting to see where now the owners want to make more decisions. The owners want to do that. The next thing is in 1945, FDR dies on April 12th, 1945. There's no commissioner. Landis has died the previous offseason. This is right before the end of exhibition season. The opening day is supposed to start April 17th. So the question was, exhibition games were canceled by team management. Well, what are they going to do? There's only one opening day game, and it's in Washington. It's the Senators and the Yanks. What are they going to do? Calvin Griffith says, well, based upon the green light letter of 42, we're going to honor FDR, the letter that he wrote to Landis. We're going to honor him by playing the game. An interesting sidelight is that as of noontime on that day, the game was postponed because it was a soggy field and it was cold out. Speaker of the House Sam Rayburn was supposed to throw out the first pitch on that day because Truman, I'm sure, was doing something probably a little bit more important than throwing out the first pitch on opening day. Because the game was postponed, I don't believe Sam Rayburn ever had a chance again to throw out the first pitch on an opening day. It was just one of those odd things that happened. Now we get to the coup de grace of all this. It's 1968. It's the first Martin Luther King's assassinated on Thursday, April 4th. Opening day is supposed to be Monday, April 8th. Most exhibition games are canceled. However, the Dodgers have an exhibition game in San Diego on Sunday against the Indians, and they play. Now, all opening day games are postponed from Monday, April 8th, and Tuesday, April 9th, with April 9th at the Martin Luther King funeral. LBJ, Johnson has declared April 9th to be a national day of mourning. Everybody assumes when the National Day of Mourning, they assume that teams aren't going to play. We have a commissioner, though, who says, the team owners make the decision as to whether or not they're going to play. Everybody decides to postpone, except the Dodgers don't want to postpone their game. John Quinn, GM of the Phillies, stated that the Phillies will not play the game. Even if you go to the Wikipedia page, I just did this last week, of the Phillies 1968, that's what it says. It says Phillies picked up Doc Edwards, and it says that the Phillies said they would not play that game, that John Quinn wouldn't play it. They will pay a fine or take a forfeit. Warren Giles, the National League president, is asked about this. He said, well, it's unprecedented. I don't know what we're going to do. He said, we can have our first forfeit since 1952. Buzzy Gervasi, executive for the Dodgers, infers that Willie Davis, a player, and Judy Gilliam, a coach, two Negroes are willing to play after the funeral, and their other Negro players are willing to play after the funeral on April 9th. I'm not willing to infer what that means. He says that, who knows what they mean. That funeral was really important. Many athletes, in fact, went to that funeral in Atlanta. So I don't, I'm just saying that was an interesting comment to make. And I just want to show you, these are the opening, the games that were postponed on April 8th and games that were postponed on April 9th to the 10th. Some of the teams were very worried. They were worried about riots, with good reason. Turns out, luckily, nothing really horrible happened. We had riots, obviously, in Detroit in 67 and Watts in LA in 65, but they were worried. So 1968 now, we have RFK, Robert F. Kennedy's assassination after he wins the California primary. He wins the California primary on the 4th. He's shot 12:15 a.m. on the 5th. He dies around 3:15 a.m. on the 6th. The first thing he states is he congratulates Don Drysdale for the scoreless inning streak. And Don Drysdale, and he says, I hope we have his support for the campaign. Don Drysdale is so taken with that he, let me go back. Yeah. He's so taken by that he keeps a recording of that on him until the day he dies. Now we have confusion, bitterness grip baseball. We have Mil Pappas. He and I talked with I emailed Tim Wendell, who wrote the book 1968, the year that changed baseball in America forever. And he writes, Mil Pappas exhorted the Cincinnati Reds players not to play on the National Day of Mourning, which was Saturday, June 8th. That was the day of RFK's funeral. The first vote of the Reds players is, we're not going to play. The second vote is, with probably with some intervention by the Reds management, they play. He says to his teammates, he says, you will regret this till the day you die. Mari Wills, Bob Asomani, and Rusty Staub, Wills decides, he says, I'm not playing against the Astros. I'm not playing. I'm just going to sit in my hotel room, and I'm going to read a book. I guess RFK had written a book. I mean, he was going to read a book about RFK. Bob Asomani and Staub say, we're not playing. I mean, it's just not right to play. The problem is, Houston player Dave Justice and his team had voted to play the game on the day of National Mourning because of very definite economic pressures from GM Speck Richardson of the Astros. The Astros earlier voted not to play. And since earlier, they said an earlier report said any Astros didn't play would be fined $3,000. That seems awfully high to me, given what most of the players were making. But I do believe that Asomani and Staub were fined a day's pay. And what happens to all these players? Pappas is traded a week later. He was having a lousy year still, but he traded a week later to the Braves. Wills and Staub end up with the expansion Expos the next year. And Asomani, he was on the original Houston Colt 45, and the last Brooklyn Dodger to play in the amazing majors, he ends up on the Braves the next year. The big issue is that Spike Eckert said no game should be played until after 5:30 Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday, June 8th, because that's when Bobby Kennedy's funeral was going to be finished. The problem is the law of unintended consequences. The train that's taking the body from St. Patrick's in New York to Arlington, the train hits a pedestrian in New Jersey, and the train is delayed by 2 hours. You can read about what happened. I was waiting, the train tracks in Edgley, PA, and I got bored, and I was 12 years old, and I just went home. So, but the Mets say they're not going to play either. The Mets say they're supposed to play the Giants in San Francisco. Horace Stone has already moved the game to 4 p.m. to 4 p.m. West Pacific time. It's bat day in San Francisco. He said, I got 30,000 people showing up. I'm going to sue you for $80,000. Gil Hodges says, we're not playing. Remember, RFK was our senator. Ed Kramer said, RFK was our senator. Hodges says, we won't play. Stoneham backs down. They do not play. So Frank Mankiewicz, Kennedy 8, thanks to the players. He sends a wire to Gil Hodges for the whole Mets team. Said, please, and for the umpires, please accept my personal admiration for your actions, Senator Kennedy. Indeed, enjoys competitive sports, but I doubt he would have put box office receipts ahead of National Mourning. So, the Mets, you know, everybody remembers about the, people remember about the other players, but I think Gil Hodges has a special place here. What's the deal with Eckert? I think he has mental empowerment by the owners. The owners don't give anybody any power since Happy Chandler. But as new baseball boss Manuel Montero, when he first got the job in 65, I also think it was a person who wasn't going to impose anything, and he doesn't. He doesn't impose. So he doesn't have any empowerment, but he doesn't impose either. So just to show you, 3 games are played in the American League on that Saturday, and 3 games are played in the National League. Again, people are worried. Teams are worried. They're worried about riots. They're worried about reactions. So in conclusion, I have to think that you need leadership in the troubled times just to guide the major leagues along the way. Confusion, bitterness, and bewilderment reigns when the commissioners that are league presidents don't have the empowerment or the will of the owners when dealing with national tragedies. Here are the references, and do we have any questions? Back there?
What about minor leagues?
You know, I've only looked at the majors. I have been told, somebody came up to me and said yes, the minor leagues have also been affected. Well, what we do know, in 1944 on D-Day, the Southern Association played on D-Day, but other minor leagues didn't play. And 2001 in the minor leagues, I think all playoffs just canceled for the year. Pete.
Mark, in the 9/11 situation, actually the suspension of air flight and so forth, yes, and so on was a determining factor to cancel. Was there a unified point beyond the airfare?
I think he was waiting until it seemed right. And I also, Bud Selig does everything. He tries to gauge the other owners and try to gauge what is exactly right. And remember, he's got history behind him. He's seen how Ecker and the owners messed up. And Ecker loses his job over Martin Luther King and the RFK debacle, even though he probably wasn't. But I think he can see all that. He can at least see that.
Yeah, this is more of a comment than a question. I recall at the JFK assassination, which was obviously not during baseball season, it was on Friday. The question at the time was when the NFL played on Sunday.
Right.
And I hope I'm remembering right. I believe they did.
Pierre Salinger, who was the press secretary for JFK, said, oh, it's all right. Yes, and he said he regretted that for the rest of his life. And the AFL chose not to play.
Why was D-Day considered that way? Because the others are tragedies. And yes, people were killed on that day, but that's prospective.
It was just a day where both games were...
But why was
it started?
Thank you.
Mr. Martin.